I'm just wondering if you've ever been to the Caboolture Warbird and Heritage Flight Museum there at the Caboolture Aerodrome. I mean, it's right here on our doorstep. Maybe you've even flown in a Warraway Warbird there with the owner, Ross Parker, who just happens to be the president as well. Ross was an RAAF pilot and flew 747 jumbos for about 30 years. It's always amazing to see the depth of talent and success that abounds here in our city of Moreton. So come along with me and say hello to Ross and see what he has to say. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning, Rosemary.
Ross, what makes the Caboolture Warplane Museum truly unique compared to other aviation museums around Australia?
Rosemary, all of the museums around Australia, and particularly aviation ones, offer a wonderful insight into the aviation experience and the development of aviation over the years. But the Caboolture Warplane Museum actually has real, live, operational and airworthy aircraft on display. And on top of that, probably the most important and fairly unique aspect is that our visitors can actually go flying in those aircraft. Mm. We offer passenger flights in Warbirds to our visitors.
Ross, you've described the museum as offering something different for every generation, from teenagers learning about their heritage to veterans experiencing nostalgia. Can you paint a picture of what visitors actually see and feel when they walk through those hangar doors?
As they enter past our reception, we enter an area that explains women in aviation to begin with, some incredible stories, pictures, and an experience of ladies and their contribution to aviation over the years. There's also a display of Len Waters, our first and only Aboriginal fighter pilot during World War II. And then we move into the main part of the hangar, which has real live operational aircraft on display, and a myriad of other displays that can be interactive. Probably the most important one for children and the teenagers is a full-size Bell Huey helicopter, which they can sit in and immerse themselves in that experience and take photos, as well as there's an F-111 module that they can get up close and personal to. There's some other engines from aircraft that they can actually touch and feel and be part of.
That would make it pretty exciting. Ross, can we just break for a small song break and you will wait with me and you will come back and talk a little bit more?
Of course.
Thank you. Thanks for staying with me, Ross. Now, for families planning a visit, what is the practical side? You're open 7 days a week and I believe people can just drop in for a tour. What should visitors know before they arrive, and what's the one thing that you want them to take away from their experience?
There's not much that they need to know. We do have a website that they can get all the information that they would like to plan a visit with prices and opening hours. But yes, we are open 7 days a week. The only thing they need to bring with them is an inquiring mind. Mm. Our staff, volunteers, can walk and talk you through the experience. And, of course, you can take as long as you like for any tour.
Okay. Now, Ross, the Maxbridge Classic Car and Aircraft Festival is coming up on the 6th of July 2025. Now, that's all obviously happening at the Caboolture Airfield. After the huge success of last year, what can people expect from this year's event? And what's this, you know, getting up and how exciting is this to get up close and peek at the inside of a warplane museum?
That's right, Rosemary. Last year was a very successful Maxbridge car event, but this time there's a great effort to involve the Warbirds to make it a combined event. So there'll be Warbird flights available. There'll be Warbirds flying around, as well as the cars being on display. And on top of that, this year we want to integrate the Caboolture Warplane Museum much more into the action. And there'll be shuttle buses and information for people to visit the museum, which is just a short stroll from the main entry gate. But this year we'll be putting the two actions of cars and aircraft together.
Sounds like an opportunity that we shouldn't miss, Ross. We've got classic cars, vintage aircraft, the opportunity to fly in a warplane, the classic hits from 101.5 FM, and then, of course, it's all happening on July the 6th from 9 a.m. And you can head to the Maxbridge Classic Car and Vintage Aircraft Festival at Caboolture Aerodrome, and you can do that. There is a website there, and it's as easy as pie to get to, Ross, because you just go off the Bruce Highway, take the Bribie Island ramp, exit 152A. Ross Parker, President of the Caboolture Wharf Bird and Flight Museum, thanks very much for keeping our community connected and talking to us here this morning. And if you'd like to listen to this interview again, go to the 101.5fm.com.au website. Ross, thank you so much, and good luck for the 6th of July.
Thanks, Rosemary.